at the Comdex Computer Expo a few years back. Bill Gates reportedly compared the computer industry with the auto industry, and Bill said,
"If GM had kept up with the technology like the computer industry has, we would all be driving $25 cars that got 1,000 miles to the gallon."
Well, GM thought about that for a while. In response to Bill's comments, General Motors issued a press release stating, "If GM had developed technology like Microsoft, we would be driving cars with the following characteristics.
For no reason whatsoever, your car would crash twice a day.
Every time they painted new lines in the road, you would have to buy a new car.
Occasionally, your car would die on the freeway for no reason. You would have to pull over to the side of the road,
close all the windows, shut off the car, restart it, and reopen the windows before you could continue. And for some reason, you would simply accept this. And occasionally, executing a maneuver such as a left turn would cause your car to shut down and refuse to restart, in which case you'd have to reinstall the engine.
Only one person at a time could use the car unless you bought Vista Car, but then you would have to buy more seats.
Macintosh would make a car that was powered by the sun, was reliable, five times as fast, and twice as easy to drive, but it would only run on 5% of the roads.
The oil, water temperature, and alternator warning lights would all be replaced by a single general protection ion fault warning light.
The airbag would ask, "Are you sure?" before deploying.
Occasionally, for no reason whatsoever,
your car would lock you out and refuse to let you in until you simultaneously lifted the door handle, turned the key, and grabbed hold of the antenna.
GM would require all car buyers to also purchase a deluxe set of Rand McNally roadmaps, even though they neither need them nor want them. Attempting to delete this deluxe set of Rand McNally roadmaps would immediately cause the car's performance to diminish by 50% or more.
And every time GM introduced a new car, car buyers would have to learn to drive all over again because none of the controls would operate in the same manner as the old car.
And finally, you would have to press the start button to turn the engine off.